The Seattle hearing is the first of six. It took place at the request of U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell, who says she heard from thousands of concerned constituents in Washington. Among them is Ben Blakey, who runs a gill netter out of Seattle. He's worried that the Pebble Mine would destroy the largest sockeye salmon fishery in the world and the livelihood of nearly 1,000 commercial fishermen like him.
It's hugely important. There's actually over 900 permit holders that live here in Washington, and that's close to half of the total permit holders in all of Bristol Bay. And so it's a huge economic engine, not just for the people in Alaska, the fishermen in Alaska, but for here in Washington.
Also testifying in the packed hearing were fish processors, sports fishermen, environmental groups, and native Alaskans, all supporting the EPA's draft assessment, which warns of potential water pollution that could harm fish. Representatives of the mining companies were also there. They say it's premature for the EPA to make the assessment because they've not yet submitted a final proposal for permitting. But the EPA says nine native Alaskan tribes asked for the study, and the agency has the authority and the responsibility to investigate under the Federal Clean Water Act. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.